This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhineet Shukla. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Operation Sindoor has become a symbol of India's women power. Addressing a public rally in Bhopal, he said that India will not tolerate any form of proxy war and is determined to respond firmly to such acts of terror. The Prime Minister was addressing the Women Empowerment Mahasammelan, organized on the 300th birth anniversary of Lokmata Devi Ahilyabai at Jamburi Maidan in Bhopal yesterday. He said that Operation Sindoor has become a symbol of India's bravery. The terrorists had challenged the power of women.
आतंकवादियों ने भारत की नारी शक्ति को चुनौती दी है ये चुनौती आतंकवादियों और उनके आकाओं के लिए काल बन गई है ऑपरेशन सिंदूर आतंकवादियों के खिलाफ भारत के इतिहास का सबसे बड़ा और सफल ऑपरेशन है जहां पाकिस्तान की सेना ने सोचा तक नहीं था वहां आतंकी ठिकानों को हमारी सेना ने मिट्टी में मिला दिया ऑपरेशन सिंदूर ने डंके की चोट पर कह दिया है कि आतंकवादियों के जरिए छद्म युद्ध प्रॉक्सी वॉर नहीं चलेगा
The National Investigation Agency, that is NIA, has conducted search operations at 15 locations in 8 states across the country in a Pakistan-linked espionage case. In a statement, NIA said that searches were conducted at the premises of suspects linked with Pakistan intelligence operatives, PIOs, in the states of Delhi, Mumbai, Haryana, Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan, Chhattisgarh, Assam, and West Bengal. Several electronic gadgets and sensitive financial documents, along with other incriminating materials, were seized during the searches. As per NIA investigations, the suspects had connections with Pakistani operatives and acted as financial conduits for carrying out espionage activities in India. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan yesterday said that the Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan campaign is not merely a government scheme but a public movement, providing valuable information to the farmers. Interacting with legislators from various states virtually, Mr. Chauhan highlighted that discussions on key topics will be held with farmers under the campaign and their queries will be appropriately addressed by relevant experts. Mr. Chauhan added that its immediate benefits will be reflected in the upcoming Kharif crop season. In a major political development in Nagaland, all 7 legislators of the Nationalist Congress Party, that is NCP, have merged with the ruling Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party, that is NDPP, raising the NDPP strength to 32 in the 60-member state assembly. Minister for Parliamentary Affairs and senior NDPP leader K.G. Kenyon informed the media late last evening that the NCP MLAs had submitted their merger application to the Assembly Speaker, who formally accepted it. Mr. Kenyon said the move strengthens Chief Minister Nafee Urio's leadership and aligns the legislators with a state-centric party that is better positioned to address local issues. 6 northeastern states have been hit hard by moderate to heavy rain disrupting normal life in the past 2 days. Officials have confirmed that heavy rain-induced landslides, house collapse and drowning claimed 27 lives in the past 24 hours. A depression in the Bay of Bengal triggered the heavy rains for the second consecutive day yesterday. Miss Thailand Opal Sushatha Shwangsri was crowned Miss World 2025 at the 72nd edition of the Miss World pageant held in Hyderabad. Ethiopia's Hesit Dereja Ademasub stood first runner-up and Poland's Maya Klaida was declared second runner-up. At the Asian Athletics Championships 2025 in Gumi, South Korea, India finished second in the medal tally with 24 medals. India clinched 8 gold, 10 silver and 6 bronze in the championships. In addition, Animesh Kujur and Parul Chaudhary set new national records. Indian Deaf Cricket team has triumphed in the historic 5-match International Deaf Cricket Series 2025 against Trinidad and Tobago. The Indian team clinched the series 3-2, showcasing resilience, tactical brilliance and team spirit. And that is the end of this news bulletin.